The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomew.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Hobbit Cozy Sim Tales of the Shire is delayed, Marvel Rivals, despite its success, can't avoid staff redundancies, and could there be hints to a new Tony Hawk game in Call of Duty? Here is the news for Sunday, 23rd of February. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
A wizard is never late, nor is he early. He arrives precisely when he means to.
Kiwi-developed cozy sim Tales of the Shire has been delayed to at least the middle of the year. It was announced this week, now releasing on the 29th of July. This is the second time the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit game has been delayed. It was originally due to release late last year, then was pushed to March before it was delayed again on Friday.
Things aren't going great for Weta Workshop Games at the moment, the developer that's directly tied to the film studio that made the movies. In October and November, a large number of staff were made redundant. Not a great sign before your game even launches. It included people like lead producer Calliope Ryder and executive producer Morgan Jaffet, and at least three other developers that Sifter was able to independently confirm.
Tales of the Shire was then picked up by another company called Haveli Investments, with former staff from Annapurna Interactive, which also spectacularly imploded. All in all, it's going to be a hard run for this game to come out, but we've got our fingers crossed that it does.
Keeping those not-so-good times rolling, despite its massive success, Marvel Rivals has been hit with a bunch of layoffs. Marvel Rivals game director Thaddeus Sasser, shared on LinkedIn that NetEase had laid off its entire US-based team, despite the game's success. Former level designer Gary McGee also wrote on LinkedIn saying his team helped develop and launch Marvel Rivals, but were also laid off.
NetEase has since sent GamesRadar+ a statement which confirmed that a number of US-based Marvel Rivals staff, specifically a design team in Seattle, had been hit with layoffs. However, its core development team in China is still fully committed to delivering an exceptional experience. In Sasser's post, he wrote, "This is such a weird industry," which honestly is true. I feel like we're often seeing devs of popular games in the firing line, even if it does do well. And according to Bloomberg, the game was almost cancelled entirely because of reluctance to rely on a third-party franchise. It's an interesting read, so we'll chuck it in the show notes too. Looks like we may be getting a new Tony Hawk Pro Skater game soon, thanks to an Easter egg in Black Ops 6. Black Ops 6 Season 2 Reloaded update went live this week with new weapons, features, and the return of a fan-favorite skate-themed map called Grid. However, Call of Duty outlet Charlie Intel spotted a TV screen with a Tony Hawk's Pro Skater-looking logo and a date saying March 4, 2025.
Fans are understandably excited because we haven't had a new game since 2015, or any remakes even, since 2020. This isn't the only bit of info floating around either, because earlier this week, skater Tyshawn Jones let it slip that he would soon be featured in an upcoming Tony Hawk video game, which is pretty straightforward, I feel. Guess we'll be waiting until March to see if we'll be playing another Tony Hawk game, but based on all of this, I'm gonna get hopeful. Nintendo has announced the end of an era, closing its My Nintendo Gold Points program this March. The program allowed users to gain gold points for both digital and physical games, which you could then use as credits towards future purchases on the Nintendo eShop. The program will start winding down on March 24th or 25th, depending on your region, meaning points will no longer be earned after that date, but you will still be able to use what you currently have.
The only exception to the cutoff date are pre-orders. So if you have already pre-ordered a game that releases after March 25th, you'll still be able to receive your gold points. However, you'll have 12 months to use the points before they expire. So if you have your eyes on any games, make sure you grab them sooner rather than later.
The Nintendo Switch Online 2-for-1 voucher scheme is also going in the bin. It was an incentive to get people to buy digital copies of games, but that's now well and truly established. So it's a little bit sad to be losing these little bonus discounts, especially on first-party Nintendo games, which almost never go on sale. But hey, maybe the Switch 2 has some good deals coming as well.
But overall, the biggest news of the week is our podcast, Walkthrough, celebrating its 150th episode. Around 3 years ago, the idea of a quick news show started development, the third show in the Sifter roster. It was kicked off by Kyle, and it's been so much fun recording every single week.
Back then, it was just me by myself. It was quite lonely. And then Fee was kind enough to join us, and the rest is history. Thanks to everyone who has hosted the show over the years, Omi Koulis, Courtney Smith, Gianni DiGiovanni, Adam Christou, as well as the whole team that makes it happen each week. A big thank you to Mitch Lowe as well for editing these episodes every single week. A huge effort, and we very, very much appreciate you. It's a team effort, and I love being a part of it.
And of course, thank you so much to our listeners who tune in every single week. We couldn't continue doing the show without all of you.
Here's to another 150 episodes. That's it for the headlines. Here are the handful of games coming out this week. This coming Thursday, the N64 classic 3D platformer Glover is coming to modern consoles. That is out on Nintendo Switch, PS5, PS4, Xbox Series S and X, and Xbox One on the 27th.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Early Days Collection is a collection of the original Game Boy and Game Boy Advance games. Some of these were absolute bangers. There is something really cool about the limitations of these early card adaptations. Pick that up on PC and Switch on the 27th.
And Monster Hunter Wilds is out Friday after a really well-received open beta last year. The latest in the popular action RPG series will release on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X on the 28th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomew.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
As we reach episode 150 of Walkthrough, we'd love it if you could share the show with a friend. Take the time today to send them the link either on your favourite podcast player or send them a video on YouTube. That sort of recommendation makes a big difference. It's a small thing, but it helps us find more audiences across all of Sifter. Share the show, tell your friend in person, and keep listening for the next 150 apps.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomew, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni DiGiovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Ryan Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview show. Mina Shamali from ABC Classic Game Show joins me again to look back at 2024 as it sounded in our headphones and on our surround sounds, the best soundtracks from last year.
My own knowledge of what is out there has expanded. We're going into the eighth year of doing the show, and across, you know, the past 7 years, there's a lot to discover and even revising some things that, you know, when I started, we'd find these soundtracks and then I'd find out more about what went into them. And I fear, in the best way possible, that it'll only get deeper and broader, and I'm here for it.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.